You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Friday morning. It's a fun Friday.
It is a fun Friday.
We have fun guests in the studio. The fun thing about radio and podcasting is that sometimes you have friends walk in the building and you say, hey, let's go share your story right now.
Because how fast can you run to the studio?
How fun. We have missionaries in studio with us today, the Reverend Andrew and Kelsey Schlund and little Charlotte in studio this morning as well, serving the Lord in Mexico. Good morning, Schlunds.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming to visit us here at the LCMS International Center and share your story.
Now, good to be here. When
did you head to Mexico? You're in Mexico City, is that right?
Mexico City, yeah. We're there. We've been there for about a year and a half now, since previous June.
Wow. What was that transition like?
Well, it wasn't as hard as you would think, because Mexico City is one of those large metropolitan cities. We live right across the street from a McDonald's and Nissan dealership on the same block, Porsche dealership down the street, and so it's not too much of a jump from St. Louis to Mexico City, except they speak Spanish, of course, and there's about 19 million more people.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Fun question. When you move to a new country, a new culture, language acquisition, mm-hmm. How's that going?
Little by little. I think I need to dip back into formal classwork, but you pick it up pretty well through conversations, talking to people, learning which word is actually applicable in any given situation.
Sure.
But you also learn situationally, too. So learning at the grocery store or something like that. You learn for specific situations, and sometimes there's vocabulary outside of those situations that you have to learn the hard way.
When your language skills fail and you end up with the wrong groceries, end up with vegetables that
right.
have no idea what they are.
That's yeah. right. That's right. Yeah. Well, I didn't ask for this.
It's different at the grocery store. It's different money, too. So
yeah.
I remember when we were in France for choir tour, at the grocery store, we found everything we needed, and then we went to pay for it, and then we're like, wait, how do we do this money?
That's right. Well, and coming back here, it was a little interesting because I was in the airport buying a coffee or something like that, and everything was in dollars, and I'm like, I have no conception of how expensive anything is anymore. I'm so used to pesos now. So, yeah.
I'm not very good at math with American money. I can't imagine what it'd be like making the transition to a different currency. Kelsey, how about you? What's life like in Mexico as a mom, a wife? What's life like in Mexico City for you?
It's been a lot of fun, pretty similar to the U.S., like Andrew said. I think a lot of my challenges come from, first of all, the language, because Andrew gets a lot more practice, you know, teaching Bible studies, sermons, interacting with members of the congregation, and a lot of my practice comes from, you know, grocery shopping, giving directions to cab drivers. So with the day-to-day stuff, like people at church will come up and they'll practice their English on me. I'm just like, great, let's talk this in English. But it's getting there, you know, still practicing. And the other big challenge was navigating through the city. So it's there's over 20 million people in Mexico City, and until recently we didn't have a car. So learning how to navigate the buses and the subways with a two-year-old has been, it's been an adventure, but it's been good. There's lots of parks within walking distance of our place, lots of museums and things like that. So we have a lot of fun exploring the city.
Is Charlotte picking up any of the language?
She's picking it up a little bit. She knows some of the basic greetings. She says hasta luego to people at church when we leave. And every now and then she'll like surprise us with a word. Like in the middle of the night, one time she woke up and said, agua, please, asking for water. So a little bit of Spanglish there.
Tell us about the mission. What is the work that the Lord has given you to do in Mexico?
Yeah, so it's a couple things. I work with theological education, but right before we got deployed, an opening came about in one of the churches, Buen Pastor. So I'm primarily serving as pastor at the church there, Buen Pastor. But We're also looking to do theological education, help train up pastors to help support the Lutheran Synod of Mexico there, because there's a great need. Right now there's only, I think, 5 ordained guys in the whole Lutheran Synod of Mexico. 2 guys in the seminary, a handful of students across the country that we're trying to take care of as well. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in Mexico City.
So what does a typical day or a typical week look like for you as a pastor and a theological educator?
Well, a typical day, I had, before we left, obviously, had a Bible study on Thursdays, a couple on Saturdays as well, because it's kind of hard for people to make that trip over to church. The membership lives so far away from church. Everybody lives on a different part of the city. And so a lot of our education comes on Saturday and Sunday. And so we have a couple Bible studies on Saturday, regular preaching and teaching on Sunday mornings too. And so that's kind of what a typical day looks like. But also visitations during the week. We have a couple of classes. Thank you, Charlotte. She just handed me her sucker.
She's very generous.
She is. She's so nice. So sharing. Yeah, we have a couple of classes, too, that we do for, like, some pre-seminary deaconess students, too. And so it's a kind of a mix of a lot of different things and a lot of traveling, even in the city.
The members of your congregation, tell me about some of the people that are members of the congregation where you serve.
Yeah, so we have a very diverse group of people. It's kind of a catch-all for expatriate people. Mm-hmm. And so we have some people from Brazil. We have a lady from Argentina. We have some people from China. Our pianist is from Haiti.
Wow.
It's very international.
Yeah, it's really a very international, and they like it that way too. They love to reach out to people who are very different from them. Who else? I'm missing somebody. Do you remember?
Oh, we have a couple of American families.
Well, a couple of Americans, of course.
And Mexican.
Of course.
Mexican families too.
Yeah, American and Mexican families, yeah. Obviously. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier, you know, meeting people in the congregation, Kelsey, and some of them practicing their English. And so that's certainly one way for you to connect with them. What are other ways that you found to connect with the members of the congregation?
Well, I got recruited to join the choir at church. So that's been a fun way to meet people, talk to people singing. We have a bilingual service. So every other verse is in English and every other verse is in Spanish. So that's been a good way to brush up on my vocabulary and pronunciation. We have different events at church, lots of potlucks. And let me tell you, the food is fantastic. Best food of my life there at our church potlucks. And, you know, different parties at church, get together, cook a lot of stuff, and just hang out for a couple hours.
So, yeah. Yeah. You mentioned food.
Yes. Oh.
What's the difference between American Mexican food and Mexican Mexican food?
Everything. No, that's I don't know. How would you describe it? Ground beef does not go in tacos.
What?
Ground beef is not for tacos.
So it's what goes in tacos?
It's basically just.
It's
pulled.
Shredded beef, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diced up.
Yeah.
Chicken, pork.
Cactus,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Was pork that good? New for you, eating cactus?
Yeah.
It was. It's quite tasty.
Yeah.
What about
nopales?
What about cheese?
Cheese is not a thing. Not a thing. You have to ask for cheese to go on, like, tacos or quesadillas.
And then they probably...
Like no, they're like Americans.
Yeah.
Use a lot of side eye. Cream instead of cheese.
Yeah, cream is the bigger thing.
Cream.
Yeah. So. And not even like sour cream.
Just cream.
It's cream cream. And so it's harder to find sour cream in Mexico City.
Huh. Yeah. Do you have a favorite Mexican dish?
Oh boy. gorditas are good. Quesadillas.
one of the women at our church makes the best quesadillas you'll ever have in your life.
Rosalba. Shout out to Rosalba.
And Petra.
Yeah, I told her the day after she made them on a Saturday, and I said in church the announcements, I talked about thanking people for helping out with this event, for cooking and stuff like that. And I told her I had dreams about those quesadillas last night because they were so good. But apart from that, like alambres are really good.
What are those?
Alambres are like your choice of meat, pepper, onion, mixed together. And then you just scoop it up with corn tortillas.
Is it somewhat similar to what we would consider fajitas? The way fajitas are served here?
Yeah,
I would say so.
How have meals served as a way to connect with the people that you serve? I mean, how's that served? Have meals become an opportunity to get to know those you're serving?
Yeah, definitely. Food is one of the great uniters in like every culture. It's always a good way and a good way for like me to stick my foot in my mouth too, and get laughed at for my Spanish abilities and stuff like that. But they're always very nice about it.
How could we follow your story, keep up with what's going on with the Schlunds serving the Lord in Mexico?
Yeah, so you can find out the basic information about what we're doing at lcms.org/Schlund. But if you want to find out a little more than that, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/theschlunds. And that's where our Facebook page, we post our newsletters on there, and we post different pictures and stuff like that. So
cool.
That's probably the best way.
Very good. The Reverend Andrew and Kelsey Schlund serving the Lord in Mexico. And we can't forget Charlotte, who was singing a lovely song for us, too.
She was.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. Up next, we'll check in with our friends at the National March for Life.